This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that agriculture will play a major role in making India world's third largest economy. The Prime Minister was addressing a large gathering at PM Kisan Samman Sammelan in Varanasi today. He said that the central government is committed to enhancing the living standard of the farmers and increasing their income is the priority of his government. Mr. Modi released the 17th installment of Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees to around 9.26 crore farmers during the function. The Prime Minister also granted certificates to more than 30,000 women from self-help groups as Krishi Sakhis. Speaking on the occasion, Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said that the goal of the government is to increase production and help farmers in reducing the input cost along with providing better price to their products by giving proper MSP. On the occasion, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath said that Varanasi is reaching new heights of development under the leadership of the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi also had a meeting with few farmers at the Kisan Sammelan. Prime Minister Modi will visit Bihar tomorrow. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today said that information is power and fake news can create disaster of unimaginable proportion. Addressing the officer trainees of the 2022 and 2023 batches of the Indian Information Services, IIS, in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar said that as communicators, the IIS officers are the custodians of public trust. He emphasized that IIS officers are equipped to act as a bridge between the citizens and their elected governments. The Vice President directed them to ensure functionality of this, which is well greased by authentic information that carries the highest degree of credibility and sanctity. Mr. Dhankar said it is the duty of the IIS officers to make information available without adulteration, as that will aid in policy formulation. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his U.S. counterpart Jake Sullivan attended an industry roundtable on U.S. initiative on critical and emerging technologies in New Delhi today. Both Indian and U.S. National Security Advisors emphasized the importance of India and the U.S. leading in technology. Yesterday, Mr. Doval and Mr. Sullivan chaired the second meeting of the India-U.S. Initiative on Critical and Emerging Technology in New Delhi. The two national security advisors resolved to support enhanced collaboration across the governments, industry and academia with a particular focus on semiconductor technology and manufacturing, sustainable agriculture and food security. Congress leader and elected member of Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi has resigned from his seat in Lok Sabha from Wayanad parliamentary constituency of Kerala. Mr. Gandhi's resignation has been accepted today by the Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla. Yesterday, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said that Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will keep the Rai Bareilly seat and vacate Wayanad Lok Sabha seat. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Kharge said Priyanka Gandhi Wadra will fight from Wayanad Lok Sabha in Kerala. Mr. Kharge said the party has decided that Rahul Gandhi should retain Rai Bareilly's seat since it is close to the family. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has urged the Union government to withhold three newly enacted criminal laws. In a letter to Union Home Minister Amit Shah, he stated that the new legislations falling under the concurrent list of the Indian Constitution were enacted in haste without adequate deliberations and consultations. He has pointed out that these enactments were failing within List 3 concurrent list of the Constitution of India and hence needed extensive consultation with the state governments. And Olympic and world champion Neeraj Chopra won the gold in the javelin throw event at the World Athletics Continental Gold Tour at the Paavo Nurmi Stadium in Turku, Finland today. He topped an 8-man field with a best effort of 85.97 meter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.